So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Today is Tuesday, July 12th. We'll tell you who interrupted the president during a tense event at the White House about gun reform. Also, how over-the-counter birth control could soon be a reality. And a first-of-its-kind image showcasing thousands of galaxies deep in the cosmos and why it matters. Plus, why it's a good time to be an American in Europe, where you can find some of the best deals on what's being called Christmas in July. And which famous actress is going back to her Broadway roots to play a role she's been practicing for years. We'll tell you those stories and more news to know. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today on Capitol Hill, lawmakers investigating the Capitol riot will be focusing on the role of extremists. And some members of the January 6th committee say they have evidence that will link those extremists to former President Trump. But there aren't many details yet. News outlets like ABC and NBC News have cited sources who say one of the people testifying today is a man who admitted to storming the Capitol on January 6th, along with a former spokesperson for the right-wing militia group Oath Keepers. The public will also see recorded testimony from former White House lawyer Pat Cipollone and more. Today's hearing starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Hundreds of mass shooting survivors and family members of victims got together this week at the White House. They were part of an event to promote new bipartisan gun legislation that President Biden signed into law last month. It's the package of reforms that expanded background checks for young people, funded programs to take guns from people deemed dangerous, invested in mental health services, and more. But not everyone thought it was time to celebrate. A man who lost his teenage son in the Parkland, Florida school shooting interrupted the president's speech to demand he and lawmakers do more, saying children are still dying. He ended up getting escorted out of the event, even as other audience members applauded him. But Biden still responded to say the man was right, that, quote, this legislation is real progress, but more has to be done. The president also once again asked Congress to take more action, but there still doesn't seem to be enough support for more. In fact, some Republicans say the government has already gone too far in restricting gun owners' rights. So it might be a while before Biden would sign his next piece of gun legislation. To be continued. The federal government is giving even more guidance to healthcare providers when it comes to abortion. The Health and Human Services Department says doctors and hospitals still have to provide abortions in emergency situations. And it says that's the case even in states that banned the procedure after the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Biden administration says when it comes to emergencies, federal law still trumps state laws, and that it's up to doctors to decide what's really an emergency when the procedure qualifies as life or health-saving care. So far, state attorneys general have not responded to this new guidance. Also of note, for the first time, the FDA is considering letting daily birth control pills be sold over the counter without a prescription. Birth control has been used by millions of American women since the 60s, but it's only ever been offered behind the pharmacy counter with a prescription, generally so doctors can first screen for conditions that raise the risk of rare blood clots. Well, drug maker HRA Pharma asked for approval yesterday, saying the FDA will see that women can screen themselves for those conditions without professional supervision. The major medical associations mostly support it, though critics feel the risks are still too great. If the FDA does approve HRA Pharma's application, their O-pill birth control could be available over the counter next year. The very first image from NASA's revolutionary new space telescope came out this week, and scientists are calling it absolutely spectacular, jaw-droppingly beautiful, and everything we've dreamed of. It's a busy picture with hundreds of specks, streaks, spirals, and swirls of white, yellow, orange, and red. It may not look like much at first glance, but it's pretty incredible, considering it's the farthest humans have ever seen in both time and distance. It shows stars and galaxies as they appeared 13 billion years ago. Astronomers are now using images from the telescope to understand more about how the universe came to be. Four more pictures will be released today. They include a view of a giant planet outside of our solar system, a nebula where stars are born, and more. NASA's administrator says the telescope has also captured images that should be able to reveal which galaxies in the far, far distance can sustain life. Stay tuned. All right, we have much more news still coming up. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, ZocDoc. No one knows what you're looking for in a doctor better than you. And no one's better at giving you the tools to find that perfect doctor than ZocDoc. I appreciate a friend's recommendation as much as the next person. But a lot of the times that doctor does not take your insurance and or doesn't have availability for weeks or even months. We've all been there. But ZocDoc makes the whole search easier. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. I found it really easy to get started. You just fill out the type of doctor you're looking for, your zip code, and your insurance provider. In seconds, ZocDoc gives you lots of local doctors to choose from. And if you want, you can choose a time slot right then and there, whether you want to see the doctor in person or with a video visit. And just like that, you're booked. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. For the first time in two decades, the U.S. dollar is almost equal to the euro. At last check, the two currencies are less than 1 cent away from being equal. In other words, you can pretty much exchange one U.S. dollar for one euro. Experts say the euro dropped to a 20-year low because of inflation and an energy crisis from the war in Ukraine, all of it causing fears the EU will be pushed into a recession. And while there are similar fears here in America, the Federal Reserve in the U.S. raised interest rates more aggressively, helping to boost the dollar. It's worth noting that this can mean some good deals for Americans traveling in Europe. Hotel and flight costs are still up, but once you're there, the U.S. dollar will go further in restaurants, taxis, and stores, for example. And it can make figuring out how much stuff really costs while you're abroad a little easier. Other than Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Amazon's Prime Day has become one of the biggest shopping events of the year. And it's here. Prime Day starts today and lasts through tomorrow. If you're not familiar, it gives Amazon Prime members a bunch of discounts and deals on a variety of items and top brands. Some of the best deals are usually on Amazon's own products, like Echo speakers and Fire TV streaming devices. Really, Amazon has been offering some early deals for a couple of weeks already, but many more will arrive over these main 2 days. You do have to have a Prime membership to take part, though Amazon offers a 30-day free trial if you don't want to pay for the full year. Or you can check out deals at other stores. Yep, because of the hype around Prime Day over the years, rival retailers like Target, Best Buy, and Bed Bath & Beyond, and more, have started offering their own sales for shoppers. Check out the links in our episode notes on thenewsworthy.com for some of the key discounts already revealed. Some experts suggest using online tools that help you check historical prices so you can see if you're really getting a deal before you buy too much. One tool to check Amazon products is called Camel Camel Camel. A rough couple of weeks for crypto, gaming retailer GameStop has moved forward with the expected launch of its online marketplace for NFTs, allowing people to buy, sell, and trade NFTs. These are meant to allow people to truly own a unique digital asset secured with blockchain technology. As CNET put it, NFTs are the digital equivalent of the deed to a property. And GameStop is also now offering its own crypto wallet, where you can store your digital assets. It comes right after the company fired its CFO and laid off a bunch of employees. This is all apparently part of a plan to reinvent its business. GameStop has bigger plans for this marketplace too, including expanding into areas like Web3 gaming. If you're not sure what Web3 is all about, well, check out last Saturday's special edition episode. We break it all down for you. There's a new unmention option on Twitter now. The social media platform now lets people remove themselves from conversations they don't want to be a part of. To use this feature, select the three dots next to the tweet you're tagged in and click Leave This Conversation. That way, the tag gets removed, people cannot mention you again in that same thread, and you'll stop getting notifications about it. Another new feature that kicked off this week on social media is picture-in-picture on YouTube. It's actually been available for Android users for years, but now iPhone and iPad users in the US will get access as well, even with the free version of YouTube. The feature lets you watch videos in a floating window while using other apps, and it will roll out to everyone over the next several days. But that doesn't include music content unless you have YouTube Premium. An actress best known for playing a musical theater fan on Glee is about to take on one of the most high-profile roles on the Broadway stage. Lea Michele, who played Rachel Berry on the Fox hit, will soon play Fanny Bryce in Funny Girl. The previous Funny Girl star, Beanie Feldstein, had already announced she'd be leaving earlier than expected, saying the production, quote, decided to take the show in a different direction. Feldstein's final show is July 31st. Then the understudy will fill in until Lea Michele takes over this September. Michele has already had plenty of practice since she sang a lot of the Funny Girl songs on the show Glee, but now she's headed to the theater for the first time since she left Spring Awakening in 2009. All right, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Thrive Cosmetics. I love it when I can spend my money on things I was going to buy regardless and then find out that I'm helping to support charitable organizations with those purchases. Well, Thrive Cosmetics makes that possible thanks to its bigger-than-beauty mission. And of course, I really like their products, too. I'm already using three things from Thrive Cosmetics on a regular basis. The Liquid Balm Lip Treatment, which is my everyday lip moisturizer. It helps plumps and smooths the look of fine lines on my lips and gives me a great, clear, glossy look. The Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, it's ultra-lengthening and does not flake throughout the day. And finally, the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It's a really handy cream-to-powder highlighter stick that helps to brighten my eyes even when I don't feel like wearing eyeshadow. And as I run out of my other stuff, I will be buying even more, from my moisturizer to my makeup. And now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/newsworthy. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics, thrivecosmetics.com/newsworthy to get 15% off your first order. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what is the highest grossing Broadway show of all time? You can answer the question and play along with us on Instagram. Just find and follow us at NewsworthyPod and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, who is considered the first female self-made millionaire in the United States? The answer is Madam C.J. Walker. Her life story is pretty inspiring. She went from being a child of slaves born on a plantation in the South to living in a mansion in one of the wealthiest communities in America. She became a millionaire thanks to her homemade line of hair care products for Black women, like Wonderful Hair Grower, Glossine, and Vegetable Shampoo. Walker started off selling her products directly, gaining a loyal following in the early 1900s. Then she went on to employ thousands of people, including door-to-door saleswomen called beauty culturalists. Walker used her fortune to fund scholarships for women at the Tuskegee Institute, and she donated large parts of her wealth to the NAACP, the Black YMCA, and dozens of other charities. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show. We will be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.